Video: Bruce Springsteen sends prayers of thanks Trump wasn't harmed in WHCD shooting, after comparing his administration to Nazis. By Jerome Hudson on April 27, 2026. Merely a month ago, rocker Bruce Springsteen defended comparing immigration customs and enforcement agents to Nazis at an anti-President Donald Trump No Kings rally. Now, the E Street Band frontman is striking a much different tone, telling an Austin, Texas crowd on Sunday that he's sending a prayer of thanks that our president, nor anyone in the administration, nor anyone attending, was injured after an armed man charged through a Secret Service security barrier and shooting an agent on Saturday night at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We can disagree. We can be critical of those in power, and we can peacefully fight for our beliefs. But there is no place in any way, shape, or form for political violence of any kind in our beloved United States, Springsteen told the packed Texas crowd. Bruce Springsteen addressed last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting in his opening speech tonight in Austin. He toned back his original scathing message of the president. Good on you, Bruce. Video: Richard Schwartz, pic.twitter.com/g10pe. Bruce Springsteen, blog it all night, at blog it all night, April 27, 2026. Springsteen's comments on Sunday, however, contradict the ones he made in January at the No Kings rally and every night of his 20-day Land of Hope and Dreams American tour, in which he tells thousands of fans, if you believe in democracy, in liberty, if you believe that truth still matters, that it's worth speaking out, that it is worth fighting for, if you believe in the power of the law and no one stands above it, if you stand against heavily armed masked federal troops invading American cities and using Gestapo tactics against our fellow citizens, if you believe you don't deserve to be murdered for exercising your American right to protest, then send a message to this president. On Saturday, 31-year-old Cole Allen charged through a metal detector before shooting a Secret Service agent in the chest during Saturday night's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Allen, a Kamala Harris donor who also attended a No Kings rally, was apprehended by federal agents. He is the fourth person to make an attempt on President Trump's life. In February, 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin, armed with a shotgun and a container of gasoline, was shot and killed after breaching security at Mar-a-Lago, President Donald Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The president was not there at the time of the shooting. Allen is set to appear in court on Monday, where he is expected to face several federal charges. Just weeks ago, Bruce Springsteen was on stage urging thousands of his fans to fight against President Trump and his administration, whom he called corrupt, incompetent, racist, reckless, and treasonous. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.